Afghanistan and Pakistan traded fire across the border, escalating tensions after an alleged airstrike hit Kabul earlier this week. Iran, Qatar and Saudi Arabia have urged both sides to exercise restraint. Now, Afghanistan's Taliban-led government said that its forces engaged in heavy clashes against Pakistani security forces in various areas along the border, and this in retaliation for airstrikes carried out by the Pakistani army on Kabul. Unconfirmed reports citing Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense claimed that Taliban-led forces had captured multiple Pakistani army outposts along the Durand line, including in the volatile Kunar and Helmand provinces. Now, according to the Afghan Defense Ministry, Pakistani sites, facilities and equipment were destroyed in the attacks. There were also unconfirmed reports claiming casualties on both sides. Radio Pakistan, citing security sources, said the attacks took place at some six locations along the border. Taliban officials from several border provinces, including Kunar, Nangarhar, Paktia, Khost and Helmand provinces, have confirmed that the clashes were ongoing. Later, Taliban Defense Ministry spokesperson said that the successful operations had ended at midnight. He warned Pakistan that if it violates Afghanistan's territory again, Afghanistan's armed forces will respond firmly. A press conference is scheduled later today regarding the recent events. Meanwhile, Pakistani Minister of Interior Mohsin Naqvi called the Afghan attacks unprovoked and said that Pakistani forces were responding with a stone for every brick. A senior official from Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province said that Pakistani forces had responded with heavy fire and shot down three Afghan quadcopters suspected of carrying explosives. On Thursday, two explosions were heard in the Afghan capital and another in the southeast of the country. The following day, the Taliban-run defense ministry blamed the attacks on Pakistan, accusing its neighbor of violating its sovereignty. Now, Islamabad did not confirm that it was behind Thursday's attacks, but called on Kabul to stop harboring the Pakistani Taliban on its soil. Iran has urged its neighbor Afghanistan and Pakistan to exercise restraint amid the ongoing clashes. Top diplomat Abbas Araghchi said that stability between the country contributes to regional stability. Qatar and Saudi Arabia have also expressed concern over escalating tensions. The latest clashes come as both sides are engaged in a war of words. Islamabad accuses Afghanistan of failing to expel militants who use Afghan territory to launch attacks on Pakistan, an accusation which is denied by authorities in Kabul. Pakistani Defense Minister Khwaja Mohammad Asif told Parliament on Thursday that several efforts to convince the Afghan Taliban to stop backing the TTP had failed, issued a warning that Pakistan will not tolerate this any longer. Asif had also accused its other neighbour India of using Afghanistan to target Pakistan. These clashes are happening when Afghan Foreign Minister Amir Khan Mutaki is in India. Pakistan has lodged formal objections with Afghanistan's ambassador in Islamabad over the India-Afghanistan joint statement during the visit, especially the mention of Jammu and Kashmir. It has also objected to remarks by Mutaki that terrorism is an internal problem of Pakistan. And earlier we were joined by Lieutenant Colonel Daniel L. Davis from Sterling, Virginia. Now, Lieutenant Colonel Davis was deployed in Afghanistan twice in 2005 and 2011. Listen into what he had to say on the latest escalation.
Right now, I think that it's not in danger of regionally escalating, because I think it's kind of primarily a match between Afghanistan and Pakistan and the various versions of the Taliban on either side of that line. So I don't think that it's a big risk at the moment. The only concern I have is that, there's the fear that Pakistan can say, well, I think this is just a second front and we're being surrounded on all sides by pro-Indian groups, and so maybe they want to strike out hard and possibly even can strike in a different direction over on the Indian side, perhaps, just because they feel like that's a concerted effort. That's the one fear that we have, that this thing could escalate further, is that Pakistan feels like it's being hemmed in. Hopefully that the people, whether it's China or Qatar or the Saudis, et cetera, all of these folks can tamp this down, because nobody is served if this thing goes much wider.